Okay, if all this rain activity doesn't end shortly, I'm going to have to get on that favorite online shopping store and order some more umbrellas. They're wearing out. Meanwhile, let's head to the Cheyenne region. Radar seeing some shower activity from Grand Encampment south there across those higher elevations. The greater convective risks today are just east of the forecast area, but there's a marginal risk for excessive rainfall both today and tomorrow over the entire forecast area except in west. Weak cool front looks to impact the region this afternoon ahead of an approaching upper-level trough, and this is expected to lead to enough forcing to get showers and storms going across the area. Severity, we're not really looking for that today. West of Laramie Range, Cape is expected to be very low this afternoon. There'll be a few pockets of 1 to 300 joules. Otherwise, severe weather not expected. But with all this monsoon moisture in the region, excessive rainfall remains a threat both today and tomorrow. Later this afternoon, surface high over northwest Colorado and a surface low over northeast Colorado are going to combine to produce a brief period of stronger winds in a swath between the two features, a swath of elevated winds up to around 30 miles per hour may whisk up through Carbon, Albany, and Laramie counties. Highs tomorrow will be cooler, generally upper 60s to mid-70s in the Cheyenne area. Then the ridge will be building in behind the trough I mentioned, and this will be the beginning of that warming and drying pattern after tomorrow. Next week, expect gusty winds with some afternoon precipitation chances until at least the end of next work week, and there was also some slight mention of fire concerns perhaps elevating as things dry out next week. Recent.